from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I did put up the Junkies poll of the day presented by Scotty's Vodka. Maryland made, super smooth, love throughout the DMV. It was based on what we were talking about earlier. You can vote at Junks Radio. Give us a follow. Is Sunday's game against the Giants a must win for the Commanders? So far, 77% say yes.
Ooh, almost 80%.
You can vote at Junks Radio.
It's must win for what? Like Jason said, I guess if you want to get to 9 or 10 wins.
You want a semblance of a decent season. No, just, you have to beat the Giants.
I'm not saying to get to 9 or 10 wins. I don't think they're getting there. I'm just saying to have to salvage a turnaround.
Right.
After a bad week one.
I think it's that's a little over. Like you could still turn, you can lose week two and still slowly get better and figure it out. I just don't think
it's possible, but I think it has to start this week.
I think we're going to play better defensively on the whole, and I think we're going to play better offensively, actually. I actually think we're going to play better both ways.
You got to beat the bums when you can beat them. And in my opinion, they're both kind of bum teams, but the Giants are a little bummier than the Commanders, and they're at home. You have to take advantage of those situations.
You're not going to feel good, Mr. Bickle, coming in here next Monday if they lose to the Giants.
No, I'm going to be miserable.
You're going to right.
I'm going to, of course, but I'm miserable every week.
No, you're not.
Every week. You understand. I'm miserable every week.
If they would have went down and beat Tampa 37-20, you would have been on the moon.
If Jaden threw 4 touchdowns, you would have been.
What?
Yeah. If Jaden had thrown 4 touchdowns.
Yeah, of course. I'm still.
And they lost. He still would be.
No, hold on. That's probably true.
Happy.
Because it's more important that Jaden develop than some stupid
win. That's the biggest takeaway of the year, is how he develops throughout 2024.
I've maintained all along, I don't think he did anything to distinguish himself as a passer, but I'm not worried about it. That was just the way the game played out.
In a week one, where passing was down across the league, he finished top 10 in passing, and he rushed for almost 90 yards.
Yeah.
And he didn't turn the ball over. Yeah. That's a pretty good rookie debut.
Eric, I'm not worried.
But you just told me last week, I said, would you rather lose 42-45 or win 9-3? You said, let's win 9-3.
He's changed his mind.
Well, I don't know. I mean, did I say that?
Yes.
Okay. But I would assume if we win that Jaden played well.
Right. The caveat is Jaden plays well in the 9-3 win.
Yeah.
You take that all day long.
No question. There's no question. It was the same thing last year. The season's all about the quarterback. It's all about the quarterback.
So you
it's all that matters.
You wouldn't trade with the Bears and the fact that they won, but Caleb didn't perform very well.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't see Caleb's performance, but everyone said it was dreadful.
That game said it was dreadful. It's the perfect encapsulation why you don't chalk up wins to quarterbacks. Because they won the game, and he played about as well as Mike Marr would have played after taking 10 zins in Tampa.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess maybe I'm waffling on that, Drab. Maybe I am. Maybe you're catching me in some sort of waffle. But I just want Jaden to be a superstar. So that's the most important thing to me. I do want to win, believe me. I don't. It's zero fun to come in here and get your teeth kicked in by all the snarks when we lose. I don't like it. It's not fun. But I'd rather Jaden play well. And I actually thought he played pretty darn well. It just didn't.
He also needs help.
Yeah.
All right, let's open up the entertainment page driven by BMW Fairfax.
All right, it's driven by BMW Fairfax. He may not be the most interesting man in the world, but my guy Mike Walker has no interest in charging you interest. BMW Fairfax, 2.99% on most X Series models for a limited time only. Find out more information at BMWofairfax.com. I was reading a text from my daughter. Forgive me. Dave Grohl, this is a weird bit. He like put out a press release. Somebody said he put out a press release like the Commanders announced the signing of a punter or something. Dave Grohl announced that he fathered a child outside his marriage, says he plans to be a loving and supportive parent, and he's also going to work to regain the trust and forgiveness of his wife and their kids.
Sounds like that's a bit of a monkey wrench Valdez got thrown into his personal life.
He says, I love my wife and children. I'm doing everything.
Come on. That's a good zing.
I'm doing everything I can to regain their trust and earn their forgiveness. We're grateful for your consideration toward all the children involved as we move forward together. I don't doubt he loves his wife and children and he made a massive mistake, whatever. But man, if that kid's going to be somewhat present in his life, it's going to be hard for the wife. Is going to have to be pretty magnanimous to not.
That's a tough one. It's a
hate
tough sell.
Him daily.
It's a tough sell to your wife to have a harmonious home life when you fathered a child outside of your marriage. How old is Dave Grohl? He's like around our age.
56, maybe?
He's maybe a few years older. Yeah. It's not like he's 19 and 20 and a little bit sloppy. Like, he's a grown-ass man.
55, Jason.
Yeah, so he's our age, basically. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing to have an affair, but to have the constant reminder of a child. And if you're going to be a loving and supportive parent,
I don't know where the kid was conceived, but maybe the kid lives in California and he lives on the East Coast and just sees the kid once in a while.
The kid should live in Tibet or something. Right. Like, it's got to live so far away.
Yeah. Well, she clearly made him post that on Instagram.
Humiliation ritual.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah. I mean, he's just a big donk. Yeah, I mean, his entire brand was the good guy lead singer with morals, and he just screwed it all up. Yeah.
Well, you know what's interesting? Listen, it's not shy. He's a rock star. He travels all the time. I mean, you'd be foolish to not think otherwise. I'm sorry, just being real. I'll tell you who. I'll give you a similar kind of scenario. And my eyebrows are raised a little bit because no one gives him grief. But like John Bon Jovi admitted that he slept with like 500 women while he was been married.
Right.
Did you remember reading that? That came out about a few months ago.
I knew he had transgressions.
Yeah, and he was kind of like bragging about all the chicks he banged.
Like he came of age in the 80s. He was a huge rock star in the hedonistic 80s. Like, nobody's going to stay monogamous when you're doing 250 nights a year and there's a woman that just wants to bang you at every tour stop. Like, it's... Yeah.
And you guys are probably hammered out of your minds and you're just making bad decisions.
Of course they were.
You know, on the daily, so...
He gave love a bad name.
A lot of musical puns in this segment, Valdez.
This is so crazy. How is Rachel Gunn, also known as what, Cakes?
I'm supposed to know who Rachel Gunn is?
Now I'm forgetting her stupid name. That's the Olympian breakdancer,
yes,
right?
Yes, the Australian breakdancer. Ray Gunn.
I'm supposed to know her by name, that person.
Well, she became famous.
Well, for 15 minutes. Her 15 minutes
EB's giving her a 16th minute.
Her 15 minutes officially up in my book.
Was she good or bad? I don't remember.
She was horrific, and everyone mocked her.
Oh, okay.
And she was kind of like on the committee, her and her husband, and she kind of nominated herself because nobody in Australia.
I'm going to go get a trip to. I've already forgotten where the Olympics are. Yeah, free trip.
Jason, could you ever do the worm? Because that's about all she could do.
I mean, I tried doing the worm. My legs were always askew. I could never keep them straight.
So apparently, according to some weird scoring system, she's actually the number one ranked female breakdancer in the world. She's the worst in the world.
There are rankings for breakdancers.
Yes. But even though she didn't medal, she was mocked. She did, I guess, maybe win some event. Maybe the event that got her in there. And the way they do the scoring, they base it on your top four performances over the last 12 months and only the last 12 months. So everybody else had all these other performances and maybe didn't sprinkle in the wins. She had a win, so she's number one, the way the scoring works. It's really bizarre.
So the story is she's the number one
best breakdancer.
Yes, even though she's the worst.
She should be booed like Daniel Jones was when he left MetLife Stadium when he got into his car after week one.
Wow. I didn't know that.
It was pretty brutal. It was pretty rough.
So Diddy,
Rachel Gunn's 37.
Yeah.
Jeez.
You saw that Diddy put his mansion up for sale, right? Shocker.
Right.
$61 million mansion. So here's You know, you wonder, why has Diddy not been charged? Like, with all of this evidence, all this craziness out there. So I read a theory on this, and it makes sense to me. Makes sense to me.
Okay. I'd
They're
love to
bleeding
hear this.
Him dry financially so that he can't hit a one-outer with some miracle dream team defense.
Mm-hmm.
So they're just going to bleed him, and then they're going to hit him. So he's gonna bankrupt him, essentially.
Ah, okay.
Bankrupt him. And then when they finally file charges, you know, he'll have Nubs defense team.
Gotcha.
And go down. But an inmate was also awarded $100 million in a default judgment. So I guess that was something where they just ignored it, right? Is that what it is? He accused Diddy of sexual assault. Derek Lee Cardello Smith, 51, accused Combs of drugging him and sexually assaulting him at a party in Detroit, Michigan in 1997. Now, lawyers...
He said Detroit, Michigan.
That's what it says.
You don't have to say Michigan. Yeah. We know where Detroit
is. I love this pet peeve of yours.
There's an Oakland, Maryland, right?
Yeah, but nobody thinks... Right. If you say the Oakland Raiders, you don't say the Oakland, California Raiders. From back in the day.
I don't even think you have to say. I'm reading. You know why? Because it's a BBC story.
You just say Oakland.
Yeah.
If it's Oakland, Maryland, that's when you specify.
Like, there's a Philadelphia, Mississippi, but nobody, when you say Philadelphia, I'm thinking of the place where Bryce Harper hits dingers. Not thinking of the podunk town in Mississippi. I'm with you. I'm team Jason here.
Yeah. It is my pet peeve.
It's very nitpicky.
What is the Is there an Oakland, Maryland or a California, Maryland?
I think there's both.
I think.
It's so wild. Seriously, that's weird. It is weird. One of them is near College Park.
And Valdez gets very upset when people think that Hollywood Brown is named after Hollywood, California. He's actually named after Hollywood, Florida, where he's from.
By the way,
it angers Valdez so much.
Did you guys see that there was a crash sort of on the runway? With the two Delta flights?
No.
Yes, that was unbelievable.
When did this happen? Yesterday.
It was in Atlanta.
It finally happened. Two planes collided. A commuter plane collided with another sort of regular plane,
right.
Delta.
Well,
combined, 277 people on board.
That's the ultimate nightmare.
Well,
the wing hit
the tail of the smaller commuter plane.
Okay.
Yes.
The commuter plane was still.
But the people on the plane said they were terrified.
Oh, I'm sure they were.
Because, you know, they were like rocked.
But it was just going like 5 miles an hour.
Right.
Right. So, I mean, it could have been worse, obviously.
Yeah.
Dude, you know what?
Imagine being, that would be such a pain. You got to get off the plane. You got to get bust to another gate.
You mean if you're about to take off or land?
Yeah. I mean, they were looking forward to getting to wherever they were going. But, it'll happen again.
You're just thankful you're alive.
True.
But I do sleep on getting plowed when I'm on the runway.
I can dodge bullets, baby.
For some reason, I do sleep on that.
I don't feel comfortable until I feel like we're wheels up.
Isn't that weird?
And we get to cruising altitude.
That's when you feel comfortable.
When we get to cruising altitude, I feel as comfortable as I'm going to feel on a flight.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm butt nervous when we're taxiing around.
When you land, when you land, and there's that second before the flaps go up or whatever,
sure.
Before you know that the pilot's got control of slowing it down,
right.
You know what I mean? There's that second where you land, you're rolling, and then you're kind of waiting for. I know they don't really have brakes, but whatever the braking way they brake, slow down,
sure.
Till that kicks in and you know he's got control, you're anxious.
Of course.
After that, though,
anxious on landings and takeoffs.
After that, though, I settle down. I don't get anxious, but I should be.
Well, there's no more reason to be anxious.
Well, yeah, because now I'm going to taxi back to the thing.
See, that's where I fall asleep. Is once we've landed and we're
that's what I'm saying
heading to the terminal.
Well, that's where you could get plowed into.
I guess, but I usually count my chickens at that point. The chickens are all counted. That's where my blind spot is flying.
Right. Coming up next, we're going to be joined by Trevor Sikkema, Pro Football Focus NFL analyst. We'll talk about the Commanders' upcoming game against the Giants, Jaden Daniels' performance, and more. Keep it here.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.